Hello and welcome to the Do Life Different podcast hosted by 1128 Community. We want to help you do life different with bold prayers, living generously, and rest. Rest is about being with God, spending time with God, being quiet with God, being with God before doing anything for God. My hope is that these 10 minutes allow you to be with God, to find rest and a refreshed way of doing life with God. In Matthew 11, 28 through 30, the Message version, Jesus says, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." And God, we are thankful that you give us rest and that you fill us up. Help us learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Help us walk with you, help us work with you, and help us be thankful in all situations. So our world, where we live, it's not an easy one at all. There are many, many hard things and heartbreaking things that happen. And if you are in a hard season right now, it's okay to feel sad, to mourn, to be mad, to grieve. In fact, it's good to take time and truly lament, truly feel those feelings. And the great news is that God mourns with us. God cries with us. God is mad with us. And so you are not alone in that. But if you're not in a hard season right now, this episode is also still for you. Because if we can find this rhythm of thankfulness in a good season, that will help us still be thankful in the really hard seasons too. Because even in hard things and in good things, we can be people of gratitude. Take a moment and breathe. And when you breathe in, say, "I am thankful." And when you breathe out, say, "So very thankful." And as you say this, maybe think of some things that you're thankful for or that are good around you. Breathe in and say, "I am thankful." Breathe out, "So very thankful." "I am thankful." "So very thankful." Jonah is a man, and he's a man in the Bible, and we hear his story in the Old Testament. He even has his own book. And at the beginning of Jonah, God tells Jonah to go to Nineveh to give the people there a warning, to tell them how they are messing up and that they need to fix it. But Jonah decides to run and take a boat the opposite way. Imagine being told to go and do something by your boss, let's pretend in Green Bay, but you immediately get on the highway and start heading to Chicago with no plan of stopping until you reach Florida. Well, God intervenes and there's this huge storm. And through this storm, Jonah ends up in the water because this is the way to stop the storm and save the others on the boat. Then, as Jonah is sinking deeper and deeper into the water, God has a fish swallow Jonah. And in the Bible, it says it's a large fish. Now, I know if you're in a hard season, you're not literally being swallowed by a fish, but you might feel like you are in too deep or surrounded by darkness or all alone. And for Jonah, he literally was all of those things. And it's interesting to read the book of Jonah, this story, because once he is swallowed by the fish, he starts praying And in the story, it's this long prayer from Jonah, and he's just talking to God. And in chapter 2, verse 9, Jonah says, "But I will offer sacrifices to you with songs of praise, and I will fulfill all my vows, for my salvation comes from the Lord alone." Jonah is singing. Jonah is talking to God. And earlier in the prayer, Jonah even expresses his thanks to God for having a fish swallow him, for saving him. When we are surrounded by darkness, one of the best things to do is to put on a loud worship song. And you know what? Maybe you only listen, or maybe you sing along at the top of your lungs. But still stopping, taking time to praise God, because God is good. And I say God is good, and we can talk about other things that God is. And I just want you right now in the quiet to listen to these things that we know are true about God, and we know are things that can keep us grounded and safe even when things are hard. And just the same, we can remember these things on good days and thank God for them too. God is loving. God is faithful and righteous. God is powerful and mighty. God is sovereign and just. God is compassionate and gracious. God is good. God is holy. God is forgiving and merciful. God is our refuge and our help. And God is with us. I'm going to read that list one more time. And I really want you to listen and think about God, and think about how we know these to be true, that we can read these truths in the Bible. God is loving. God is faithful and righteous. God is powerful and mighty. God is sovereign and just. God is compassionate and gracious. God is good. God is holy. God is forgiving and merciful. God is our refuge and our help. And God is with us. Another way that we can praise God is to show or express our thankfulness. In being thankful, I know we talk about it mostly in the month of November around Thanksgiving, but being thankful and having the practice of stopping and being a person full of gratitude should be a daily thing. I know that when I take the time to think about what I'm thankful for, when I take time to notice the good around me, when I take time to see what God is doing around me, I am a much different person. I want you to take another moment and breathe in and say, "I am thankful." And breathe out and say, "Oh, so very thankful." Breathe in, "I am thankful." Breathe out, "So very thankful." And maybe you keep breathing that in. And I want you, if you're able, make a list on paper. If not, list it out in your head. Take a moment today and list out, write out the things that you are thankful for, that you notice, that you see. It can be something as simple as the sun shining, and it could be something as big as a need filled, a prayer answered, something taken care of. God, we want to be people that are thankful. Help us be people of gratitude. Remind us to take time to stop, to remember who you are, and to remember how you are moving and breathing good into the world and into life around us. Thank you for who you are and that you are a God that loves us. Amen. Thanks so much for joining today. I hope you have a great rest of your day.